K3's share sponsored by Reza Bas Michal. Okay, we are on Kuf Mem Aleph, Seif Vav. Yecholim likrot shnei achim ze achar ze, v'haben achar ha'av, v'manichin ela bishvil ayin hara. So really, mi'ikar adin, it's no problem to have two brothers go one after another, or a son after a father, vice versa. So therefore, if it happened, b'di'evit, it's okay, once he got up. But chadchila, though, we don't allow it because of an ayin hara. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't call them by their names, you just call them up, then it's okay. But according to the Sfarim and many Ashkenazim, even if you call them up by their name or you don't call them up by their name, it doesn't matter. Still, one after another is still an ayin hara. Okay? And it doesn't matter if it's a half-brother. Same problem. Okay. Now, if they get called up, you're allowed to go down if you want to, the second brother, according to Yalkut Yosef. But again, we said b'di'evit, you don't have to. Because Mikar Din, it's not a halacha, it's just a minhag. Okay. Tov. Va'afilu im echad hu hashvi ve'echad hu hamaftir lo yikru hasheni bishmo mishum ayin hara. So same thing from a shvi to maftir, we also don't have one back to back. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out if you have two sefer Torah, then it's not a problem. Okay. Zayin. Ha'olel ha'migdal. If a person walks up the migdal, migdal is like when you have the bima on a stage. You walk up a little bit or up some flights. Oleba petach shehu bederek tzara mimekomo. So it depends from where you're sitting. You should go on the side. You should walk up to the side. We're assuming there's two ways up from each side, right? The right and left side, for example, if there's two ways up to enter into the stage or climb up to the stage. So you should pick the way that's quicker based on from where you're sitting. V'yered me'amigdal bederek acher. And then you walk down the way that's longer to your seat. But that shows more kavod to the Torah. Right? If you go the quicker way, it shows it's more chaviv to you, it's more precious, and that's kavod Torah. So that's why. V'im shnei adrachim shavim. What if both ways are the same? Oleva petach shehu lo b'derech yamin v'yereh petach shekenegdo. So then, the general rule is, the fallback rule is, what side do you go with? You always turn to your right. That's always, that's generally the Jewish way. You always turn to your right. And that's, okay. And that's also a form of kavod to the Torah, because it shows it's more important. Okay. And then you go down the opposite way. And some have the minhag to go away. As soon as their aliyah is over, they walk down right away. Usually, by Ashkenazim, they stay up until the next guy comes up. We continue. V'lo yered ad sha'ala kvar haro'i likrot acharav. You should wait for the next guy to start. And once he starts, generally, you don't want to walk down in the middle of the aliyah, because it's harder for you to follow, and people are wishing you shkoyach, whatever. So the general practice has become, you wait till the guy after you finishes his aliyah, and then you go down right away, so you have a little break for you to walk back to your seat, and it won't be disturbing, and you can follow along. Chet. Kol tevash yikri uktiv. Every word, right? When there's a case of there's a difference between the kri and the ktiv, the way it's read, al-pi chazal or armasara, and the way it's written. So it's a halacha l'moshe misinai shetehi niftevet k'moshe hi batorah. In any of these cases, it's always a halacha l'moshe misinai, that this is the way it must be read in the Torah, v'nikret, and it must be read b'inyan acher, in the other fashion, in the way that it's properly read. But it's not the way that it's written, right? When that is the Masorah. There was a story when one Baal Kore got up and he read it the way it was written. Even though we all know when you look in the Chumash, that's not the way it's supposed to be read. We know the way it's supposed to be read. So what happened? The Rabbanim, Rav Yitzchak, Abu Hav, Rav Avraham, Valansi, and Rav Shmuel, Valansi, Beno, Zichonam Livracha. Story happened in front of these three rabbis. V'hitrubo, and they warned him, Sheikra Kafi HaMisara, V'loratza. They warned him and told him to read it the right way, and he refused. What happened? V'niduhu, V'riduhu, Me'ateva. They removed him from reading, and they put him in Nidui. All right. Kuf Mem Bet. Okay. What happens if you read and made a mistake? Aleph, Kara V'ta'a. You read it, and you read something incorrectly. Afilu bediktuk ot achat machzirin oto. Even if it's one letter off, you go back and we make you reread that pasuk. Right? Separate discussion. You just go back. If you're still in the middle of reading, normally what happens is if you go back, you continue keseder. If you're still, you know, reading along, that's generally what usually happens. But if it's later on and you already put back the Sefer Torah, then you just read that one pasuk with two psukim with it. Haga, v'chen din achazan akore, and so too, if you have baal kore, same thing. V'davka b'shinoi shemishtane ayidei ze ha'inyan. Now, the Rama writes, this is only if it's a shinoi that is, it changes the meaning. But if it's just ta'amei mikra, then in machzirin oto, aval goarin bo. So we correct him or we tell him, you know, don't do this again, but we don't make him go backwards, and if he doesn't want to repeat, you don't make a huge tumult over the proper nigun. And generally we don't correct if it's a small difference. Some places do for sof pasuk or whatever, but generally we don't make a big deal if he does the ta'amim incorrectly. Okay. Bet. Oh, another example of where it doesn't change the meaning is, let's say, the Bir Halacha points out, let's say you said mitzrim instead of mitzriim. So it doesn't really make a big difference. So for this is something you wouldn't go back.
Why wouldn't that be?
Or so the Rama holds, if it doesn't change anything, even if you miss an oath, you don't have to go back for it. So another example is im and ve'im. So often the difference between if and if, or im ve'im, it doesn't really change the meaning. It's one letter. So then the Rama doesn't make you go back. Okay. Bet. V'yishuv she'en sham minyan. So you live in a city, you go away, and you're in a place, and there's no way, there's no Baal Kari who can read properly every word. Afilu hachi, even so, yikru b'tara bivracha kehilchata. So then you read the Torah, you still have kriyas Torah, and with all the brachot, and everything is the same, you do the best you can. Umaftirin banavi, and you still read the maftir. Now there is a question. There is a little bit of a discussion. Should you say the brachot if you know the guy is for sure going to make mistakes? But lamaisa ad kadei kach, I don't think happens nowadays. Anyway, regardless, because we have a chumash nowadays, and it's very unlikely he's not going to read at least three psukim correctly. So, in general, it's not really a question. Even if you know it's not going to be read well, you still read, and you still say all the brachos like regular. Okay. Kuf Mem Gimel. Now, what happens if you... Okay, let's read. Aleph. Ein korim b'Torah b'pachot mi'asara gedolim b'nei korim. We never do kriya satara unless we have a minion, right? 10 men. Free men. What happens if you started with 10? V'yatzu miktzatan, and then people leave the room in the middle. So as long as so gomrim, you continue leaning. Now there must at least be, they say there has to at least be the rov is remained, right? Yatsu miktzatan. So as long as you have six left in the room, you still keep on reading with the brachot and with the kaddish at the end. There's a discussion, but I say you can say it with the kaddish at the end, because the kaddish is attached to the Kriyat HaTorah. And so for since the Kriyat HaTorah, you don't have to stop, so too here. We had a similar thing by tefillah. The kaddish that's connected to it, even though it's still, since there's six in the room, you can still say it. Now, they do say, the Achronim point out, but for those who leave, we say, the Pasuk from Yeshaya applies, Ozvei Hashem Yichlu. That the people leaving Hashem, by Kriyas HaTorah, it's not a good thing. One should not even leave Ben Gavra LeGavra, of course, you're leaving them with less than a minion. That's the problem. But yeah. Now, what if you have a group of guys who were not Yotzi Kriyas HaTorah and they want to read, even later on in the day? So the Bir Halacha quotes the Ran that you need to at least have six people that did not read. We don't, even though you have a minyan, we don't do a whole Kriyas HaTorah for one guy. We need the most of them that were not Yotze yet. Okay?
It's the same for a minyan, correct?
The same for a minyan, what do you mean? To do Chazar HaShatz. A full Chazar HaShatz. I believe that's what we said. For a full Chazar HaShatz. Correct. Okay. Right, and you finish having the seven aliyot v'chulei. Now, but the haftarah is different. The haftarah is separate, so if the minyan leaves in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, so you finish all seven aliyot without doing hasafos. You finish the seven, you do kaddish, and then the haftarah you would not say with the brachot. Better to say the haftarah, but you don't say it with the brachot because you don't have a minyan anymore, and the haftarah is not as connected. It's considered a separate thing, and you also don't do the maftir. That's okay. Bet im katvu kol chumash levado afilu beglila kasefer Torah. Im katvu kol chumash, every chumash is on its own. You have five separate books, right? It's on cloth. It's all rolled up, but you have every chumash is separate. All the five different books. Ein korinbo ad shiyu kolam chamishach chumashim tfurim biyachad. That's not a sefer Torah. That's just a chumash, and you cannot read from there, and you cannot say a bracha on it until they are sewn together. That's all that's missing. And that's also, they say it's because of kavod sibar that you have a full sefer Torah. Okay. And if you have no choice, then that's the best you have. So they say read from there, obviously, but no bracha, because that's not okay. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, better if you're going to call up seven aliyot in this situation, you're not saying a bracha, you shouldn't call them up with a name. It should be a little different. Okay. All right. I don't know if any of us have this anyway, so it's really not l'maisa. V'heim k'tuvim b'glila k'sefer Torah aval b'chumashim shelanu. When we have our chumashim, it's a totally different. They're printed. They're bound. It's not a proper chumash. It's not a chumash lahalacha, and it's not a sefer Torah lahalacha. It's nothing. Feel kol chumash as farim biyachad. Even if you have the whole chumash biyachad, like we have in every show, even if you have a whole Tanakh in the varachalim, it certainly it's not a sefer Torah, and you definitely don't lane from there. You don't say a bracha from there. V'makom sheish sefer Torah v'ein shalich tzibur abaki v'negin abal peh. We mentioned this before, that in a case where the Shaliach Tzibor, there is no proper Shaliach Tzibor, he can't remember it, he doesn't know it well enough, so anyone could just read along the Sefer Torah, word for word, to tell him what the Ta'amim, and he repeats it, right? We had this already, and he just repeats it. Gimel. Afilu b'kfarim she'enim tzalehem Sefer Torah kasher. Now, even in a town, small town, they don't have a Sefer Torah. They're not going to get a Sefer Torah. What do we do? What happened? Did I skip? Ein mevarchin alav. Okay. So, you can't say a bracha. It doesn't matter. If they don't have a Sefer Torah, it's pasul, and there's nothing you can do about it. Just because bekvius, you're not going to have one, it doesn't help, and you can't lean from there. Okay. Dalet. Let me just start Dalet. Im nimsa ta'ut b'sefer Torah b'sh'ata kriya. Okay, so now, this is not so common, but somewhat common occurrence. It happens. They're leaning the Torah. They opened up the Sefer Torah, and then they realize there's a mistake. The Sefer Torah appears to be pasul. So what happens? Okay, a short hakdama, a short version of the Mishnah Berurah's hakdama. So there are two main shitot in the Rishonim, two main opinions. One is, if you find a mistake, then that Sefer Torah is pasul. Well, we know it's a pasul Sefer Torah. Question is, can you lein? Can you do Kriya Satara from a pasul Sefer Torah? So according to most Rishonim, you cannot. And if you bidyavid, you are not yotze at all. And you have to start all over from the very beginning. New bracha, new everything. Everything you did until now, filo bidyavid, was nothing. That is the majority opinion. There's a minority opinion that says no. Until now, everything you did, the minority opinion is you're allowed to lein. Not ideal, but in some cases you would still call it lechatchila. You're allowed, but obviously not ideal. You're allowed to lein from a pasul Sefer Torah. It is a pasul Sefer Torah, but it's kosher for the purposes of Kriya Satorah. And you say brachos and everything. Now, the Mechaber follows the opinion of Rabbeinu Yaakov Beirav, which basically says a bit of a hybrid. Lechat chila, we never allow you to say a bracha and lein from a pasul Sefer Torah. But if you did already, right, you only noticed the mistake in the middle of Shlishi, whatever, then bedyevet, you're yotzei 100%. But stop there. Going forward, you have to work only lechat chila, and therefore you can't even say a bracha achrona. Because you can't go forward and say a bracha levatala. You only say whatever was done, we count it. What wasn't done, whatever was done is allowed, bidyavid. But going forward, we assume that a pasul Sefer Torah is also pasul for Kriya Satara. So that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. There are several other opinions. In real short, the Ramah says that bidyavid, if you read three psukim and you're able to stop where you are, you're in a place where you can stop, like you're not within one pasuk of the end of a parsha. Basically, if he also agrees that lechatchila you would never open up a pasul Sefer Torah and say brachos on it, but let's say you did already. So then, once you did already and you read a full three psukim, then he says, okay, say a bracha achrona on the pasul Sefer Torah, because bidyavid we say the first reading was good. Up until now, and therefore you're allowed to say a bracha achrona, and right. Okay, so let's read it inside, and there are basically the Sfaradim Paskin very simply according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah Ashkenazim. There are different opinions. Many follow the Shulchan Aruch, many will follow the Ramah. There's also a couple minor variations, but basically. For Ashkenazim, I would say ask your shul minhag, your shul rabbi. But okay, so if you follow the Shulchan Aruch, or if you follow the Ramah, basically. Okay, let's read it inside. So again, im nimsa ta'ut b'sefer Torah b'shata kriya motzin sefer Torah acheret u'matchilim b'makom shenimsa ta'ut. So according to, right after that introduction, this should flow pretty easily. So according to the Mechaber, wherever you found yourself, that's where the mistake is. Stop right now. Get a new Sefer Torah. And since you're the same guy, if you switch people, then we learned before you have to say a new first bracha. But here it's the same guy. Your same Ola. So therefore, you don't have to make a new first bracha. It worked on what was already said before. And you continue from where you left off in the new Sefer Torah. I would start, I think, from the beginning of that pasuk from where you found the mistake. And you continue with the rest of the aliyah and all the other aliyot. And all the aliyot that you read count. Let's say you read until shlishi. So the first three counted, and now you only read four more. You don't have to start a whole new seven. There are some who say it's better to read. There are some, or many achronim who say, lechatchila, it's nice to read a full new seven with the kosher Sefer Torah. Okay? Ve'im nimtza ta'ut be'emtza kriyat ha'korei, v'omer kriyat ha'sefer ha'kasher, u'mevarech le'achareya. So that's what we just said. You continue from where you leave off, and when you finish, you only read, you only say a bracha achrona. Ve'enu chozer levarech lefaneha. You don't have to do the first bracha. Haga. So let's see the Raman side. V'im kvar karu imo shlosha psukim, ve'efshar lahavsik, if you already read three psukim, and you're in a place where you can stop. So then, poskim sham, umavarech acharea. Finish. Just stop. You finished your aliyah. Sorry if you lose out some psukim. You're done. Finish your bracha achrona and you're done. Umashlimin aminyan b'sefer Torah achet shemotzin. And you just call the regular aliyot. Obviously, let's say you're in the middle of shlishi, so Mr. Revi'i is going to read half of shlishi where you left off, and then he's going to read his full revi'i, and you just continue. V'had motzin acher daf kashrim se ta'ut gamor. Alright, give me 1 second. Do I want to add one thing? Oh, just as an aside, what do you do with the first, if you're in the middle of, you make a mistake, you have from the first Sefer Torah, you bring out the second Sefer Torah, what do you do with the first Sefer Torah in the middle, in the meantime, until you finish the whole morning of Kriyas HaTorah? So two minhagim. One is, right when you find the mistake, you remove that first Sefer Torah immediately and take it back to the Aron, and then you bring out the new one. And some leave the second Sefer Torah, the first Sefer Torah on the side of the Bima, so you give it kavod, and you leave it there the whole morning until you finish, and then you put them both back together at the same time. So really, it depends on the minhag. In the Kaf HaChaim, he says, the minhag in Yerushalayim is to leave it there, the minhag in Chutz La'aretz is to remove it, right away. But I don't know. Every place has their minhag. Okay. V'had motz'in, we continue. The daf kashanim se ta'ut gamor. Now the only time that we remove or stop reading from the first Sefer Torah and read from the second Sefer Torah is only if there's a real mistake. Like you're actually missing a proper letter. Or a kriyektiv difference. Or it's a mistake between a petucha and a stuma. Or you have letters that are broken up way too much and one word looks like two words. Or two words look like one word and it's hard to read it. And you would read it wrong. So those are cases where it's a ta'ut gamur. Aval mishum chaserot v'yetirot, when it's just like an extra yid or vav, which it's just, you can read it with a chirik male, chirik chaser, cholam, whatever. It's just, ein lehotzi acheret. So that for that, you don't bring a different one. Other examples where it could be like that could be where you have a big letter and a small letter. We also know by tagin it's not me'akev. We learned that before. Okay. She'en sifrei ha'Torah shlanu medyukim kol kach, she'nomar she'acheret yeh yoter kasher. So this is the opinion of the Rama, that since it's a small difference, chaserot v'yetirot, it's a very minor issue. And we know that none of our Sefer Torah are really perfect from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Har Sinai, and therefore, who says one's better than the other? So that's that approach on Chaseros and Yeseros. Ubishat, I think it's okay. Ubemariel Pasku de Ein Lavi Sefer Torah Acheret. In this case, Ubet Yosef Pasak No that Tzarich Lehotzi Sefer Torah Acheret, Lachen Tzarich Lechalikach. So, anyways, the machlok had to deal with it. The Rama is mekel only on chaserot yeterot, really minor issues. But the Beit Yosef for chaserot and yeterot says no. You have to bring that. You stop and you have to bring a new Sefer Torah. I did not see inside, but I'm pretty, I would believe for a small letter and a big letter, it would not be a problem, even according to the Beis Yosef. Ubishal tedchak, she'ein letzibo rak sefer Torah pasul. Now what happens if there's, you only have a sefer Torah, ve'ein sham mishi yachol etakno, and there's no way to fix it, yesh omrim yesh likot bo betzibor ulavarech. Some say you can use it, yesh poslin, and some say you cannot use it. And that's right. So we learned right. So that's the halacha. We don't right. So lechatchila we do not use it. V'i and for Sfarim for sure not. V'i mechumash echad shalim belo taut. What if you have a complete sefer Torah and there's a mistake in one of the chumashim and you're reading from a different one? Right. There's the five books of Moses and you have, let's say, four out of five, there's no mistake, and one of them is a mistake. And your kriya for this week is in one of the other ones, right? The mistake's in Sefer Bereishit, but you're reading from Sefer Shmot, for example. So then, Yesh Lahak, so according to the Rama, not according to the Shulchan Aruch, not according to the Sfardim, but according to the Rama, Yesh Lahak Elikrot Be'oto Chumash, you're allowed to read from a different one, in a different complete. It's one Sefer Torah. It's only five. It's one Sefer Torah, but you're reading from one of the from Sefer Shmot where there's no mistake. So then it's okay. Yesh lahakel. Afal pi sheyesh taut ba'acherim. Even if there's a mistake in a couple other ones, but not in your Sefer Shmot. The Bir Halacha points out that the Halacha might not follow the Rama, and it seems better not to say a bracha safis bracha lahakel as well, but. Some might have a minhag, and don't argue with someone who follows, or a shul that follows with the minhag of the Rama. But, okay. So, but lechatchila, generally, I think, if there's a mistake anywhere, lechatchila, we would not say a bracha. Okay, both for Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Let's see. Right. Okay. Anything important to bring out? No, I think that's it. Okay. Good. So we'll continue. And that covers everything. Hey. Beit HaKnesset. She'ein behem mish yadea likrot ela echad. What happens? There's only one guy who knows how to read. There's only one guy who can read. There's only one guy who's capable. And we're talking about a case where even if you have different people getting an aliyot, and they would say the bracha, but they can't read along. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if they can't read along, we don't let them get an aliyah. So there's no one in the shul that can read along. So what do? Yivarech v'yikra k'tzat psukim v'yivarech le'achareim. V'chozer levarech t'chila v'korek k'tzat psukim v'yivarech le'achareim. V'chen yaseh kama pamim k'mispar ha'olim sh'oto ayom. So the same guy, there's one Baal Kore, he gets all three or all seven aliyot, all for himself. Because he's the only one who can read the psukim or can read along the psukim mila be mila. This is not the minhag in general. Obviously, lechatchila, whoever gets an aliyah must read along, lechatchila. But b'dieved, the minhag is, both for Sfardim and Ashkenazim, that... we let seven people get an aliyah. We even let someone who can't see and blind, and therefore this halacha is not so relevant l'maisa nowadays, based on our how we pass them or follow. Okay, kuf mem dalet. Let's see. Oh, we're done.